Тексты для аудирования к варианту 2.
Сейчас вы будете выполнять задания по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит 2 раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела «Аудирование» перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер 1.
Задание 1.
Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I enjoy movie going and try to see all the latest releases. Every weekend, there's something new on the big screen, and this is what's great about the movies, in my opinion. With drama theater, such variety is virtually impossible. But with the movies, you can always find something according to your taste and mood. If you feel like laughing, there are many excellent comedies now. But if you need something serious, there are deep movies too.
Speaker B.
What I hate about modern cinema is the obvious lack of original stories. I'm tired of one and the same storyline repeated in movie after movie. If a director takes a plot from the classics, pretty soon there's another film using the same story. Sometimes even in the same year. I suppose that for some people it can be interesting to compare different versions of the same story, but for the majority of cinema goers, it's very disappointing.
Speaker C.
I don't often watch films either at home or at the cinema. If I do, it's usually something unknown to the general audience, not a blockbuster. I think modern cinema is all about making money, sorry to say. Directors just want people to buy tickets, and the easiest way to do this is to invite world-famous stars because everyone wants to see them. Unfortunately, too many talented young actors and actresses can't get ahead because of this.
Speaker D.
I think there are two categories of films. Films that make us feel good, and films that make us think. Everybody knows that both are important. The first category is an excellent remedy against boredom and bad moods, whereas the second one gives us food for thought. Some people say it's worth watching only films with important messages, but I think those people are being arrogant. In fact, I think it's unhealthy to watch serious films only.
Speaker E.
If you watch old black and white movies, like the classics with Chaplin, you'll quickly understand that modern cinema is getting worse and worse. It may seem that computer technology and special effects must really make a movie more exciting for the audience, but it's just one aspect of filmmaking and not the most crucial one, in my opinion. Modern actors rely on special effects too much, and they forget about good acting. I miss it.
Speaker F.
In my opinion, new films are all about money. You rarely see deep feelings and emotions, or the thoughts and hidden secrets of interesting characters. Too often it's just guns and meaningless chases and fights all the time. The worst thing, though, is that such films romanticize this way of life, especially in the eyes of teenagers, who end up thinking that's what real life is like. Cinematography should be educational, bringing out the best in people.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
I enjoy movie going and try to see all the latest releases. Every weekend, there's something new on the big screen, and this is what's great about the movies, in my opinion. With drama theater, such variety is virtually impossible. But with the movies, you can always find something according to your taste and mood. If you feel like laughing, there are many excellent comedies now. But if you need something serious, there are deep movies too.
Speaker B.
What I hate about modern cinema is the obvious lack of original stories. I'm tired of one and the same storyline repeated in movie after movie. If a director takes a plot from the classics, pretty soon there's another film using the same story, sometimes even in the same year. I suppose that for some people it can be interesting to compare different versions of the same story, but for the majority of cinema goers, it's very disappointing.
Speaker C.
I don't often watch films either at home or at the cinema. If I do, it's usually something unknown to the general audience, not a blockbuster. I think modern cinema is all about making money, sorry to say. Directors just want people to buy tickets, and the easiest way to do this is to invite world-famous stars because everyone wants to see them. Unfortunately, too many talented young actors and actresses can't get ahead because of this.
Speaker D.
I think there are two categories of films. Films that make us feel good, and films that make us think. Everybody knows that both are important. The first category is an excellent remedy against boredom and bad moods, whereas the second one gives us food for thought. Some people say it's worth watching only films with important messages, but I think those people are being arrogant. In fact, I think it's unhealthy to watch serious films only.
Speaker E.
If you watch old black and white movies, like the classics with Chaplin, you'll quickly understand that modern cinema is getting worse and worse. It may seem that computer technology and special effects must really make a movie more exciting for the audience. But it's just one aspect of filmmaking, and not the most crucial one, in my opinion. Modern actors rely on special effects too much, and they forget about good acting. I miss it.
Speaker F.
In my opinion, new films are all about money. You rarely see deep feelings and emotions, or the thoughts and hidden secrets of interesting characters. Too often it's just guns and meaningless chases and fights all the time. The worst thing, though, is that such films romanticize this way of life, especially in the eyes of teenagers, who end up thinking that's what real life is like. Cinematography should be educational, bringing out the best in people.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, Какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста? 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Jane. I haven't seen you for ages. How are you?
Oh, hi, Fred. It's great to see you. I'm fine, thanks. How about you?
Same. Hey, you look so busy. What are you doing?
Now? Nothing at all now. I was studying, working away happily, but I had to stop because my computer crashed for some reason. The screen just went blank, and that's it. That's why I have the rest of the day free.
Oh, no. Did you lose the files you were working on?
I don't know. I might have. We'll see as soon as it's back to normal.
I hope it's not some nasty virus. There are a lot of them on the internet now, you know. Have you downloaded anything recently?
I have, so you're probably right. I'll just have to consult a specialist. And I'll need a decent firewall, too, I guess.
Well, I'm not using my laptop at the moment. Would you like to borrow it? It's not much of an offer, as it's quite old and the screen is rather small, but you could probably make do with it while yours is being fixed. That's better than nothing, right?
Thanks. That's very kind of you. But I do really hope tomorrow I'll get my computer back. I'll still have plenty of time to study.
Okay, if you say so. If you change your mind, though, just give me a ring. I'll be happy to help out.
Agreed. By the way, would you like to come to the movie tonight? I think they're giving away 2 tickets for the price of 1.
Well, I don't know. What's playing?
I'm not sure.
Well, I like going to the movies, but I'm not going if I don't know what film we're going to see.
Wait a minute. I have a newspaper somewhere in my bag. Hold on. I'm trying to find the right page. Okay, here it is. Look, it's a new horror film. How about that?
A horror film? Definitely not. You know I always have nightmares when I see horror films. We went to see one last year, and by the end I was shaking with terror. That's just not my cup of tea.
Oh, all right. I guess I'll have to go by myself then. See you on Monday.
Sorry about that. Maybe next time.
No problem. Bye for now.
Bye.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hi, Jane. I haven't seen you for ages. How are you?
Oh, hi, Fred. It's great to see you. I'm fine, thanks. How about you?
Same. Hey, you look so busy. What are you doing?
Now? Nothing at all now. I was studying, working away happily, but I had to stop because my computer crashed for some reason. The screen just went blank, and that's it. That's why I have the rest of the day free.
Oh, no. Did you lose the files you were working on?
I don't know. I might have. We'll see as soon as it's back to normal.
I hope it's not some nasty virus. There are a lot of them on the internet now, you know. Have you downloaded anything recently?
I have, so you're probably right. I'll just have to consult a specialist. And I'll need a decent firewall, too, I guess.
Well, I'm not using my laptop at the moment. Would you like to borrow it? It's not much of an offer, as it's quite old and the screen is rather small, but you could probably make do with it while yours is being fixed. That's better than nothing, right?
Thanks. That's very kind of you. But I do really hope tomorrow I'll get my computer back. I'll still have plenty of time to study.
Okay, if you say so. If you change your mind, though, just give me a ring. I'll be happy to help out.
Agreed. By the way, would you like to come to the movie tonight? I think they're giving away two tickets for the price of one.
Well, I don't know. What's playing?
I'm not sure.
Well, I like going to the movies, but I'm not going if I don't know what film we're going to see.
Wait a minute. I have a newspaper somewhere in my bag. Hold on. I'm trying to find the right page. Okay, here it is. Look, it's a new horror film. How about that?
A horror film? Definitely not. You know I always have nightmares when I see horror films. We went to see one last year, and by the end I was shaking with terror. That's just not my cup of tea.
Oh, all right. I guess I'll have to go by myself then. See you on Monday.
Sorry about that. Maybe next time.
No problem. Bye for now.
Bye.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our weekly program, Reader's Club. Today, we are discussing the future of books in our high-tech society. Here's our expert, James Chandler.
Good afternoon.
So, James, are books going to disappear in the near future?
Not at all. Despite fears that the so-called electronic media, especially radio, television, and videos, might damage book publishing, the opposite seems to be true. Book sales since the introduction of television have increased considerably, well beyond the increase in population. In fact, the USA leads in the number of books read per capita. These books include just about every kind of topic, from mysteries to biographies, from histories to gardening, from cookbooks to encyclopedias.
It's good to hear that, but rather unexpected. So how has this happened, the survival of books in the electronic media age?
In fact, several reasons have been offered to account for this. I would like to name just three of them, which seem the most important to me.
What is the first one?
First, American schools have traditionally stressed and tried to develop the love of reading, and this strategy has been successful. You can find people reading everywhere, on city buses, in airports, during lunch breaks, on the beach, and not only books, but newspapers and magazines, too.
It's difficult to disagree with you here. What's the second reason?
Secondly, public libraries have always been very active in communities throughout the country. Here, too, the general policy has been to get books to people, rather than to protect the books from people. A favorite way of raising money for libraries is to have thousands of used books donated by the community, and then to have a book sale, where the deals can be irresistible. Any 5 books, just $11. The money made in this fashion goes to buy new books for the library. Such popular community fundraising activities also increase the people's feeling that the library belongs to them.
Okay, and the final reason is?
Well, the third and probably most important reason is that there are no laws which control booksellers or fix prices. Anyone can sell new and used books at discount and sale prices, and just about everyone does. For many years now, books have been sold everywhere, in drugstores and supermarkets, department stores and 24-hour shops, through book clubs and at colleges, as well as in regular bookstores. Many university bookstores are student-owned and run. They operate on a non-profit basis. That is, all profits go towards keeping the prices of books down, for paying the student employees, and often to support student scholarships and other financial aid.
I had no idea there are so many ways to buy and sell books.
I should probably also mention large paperback supermarkets located in most shopping centers, which mainly sell paperback books on a variety of subjects. These two have done a great deal to keep the book trade healthy and growing by keeping the cost of books down. Nationwide, radio and television shows, new movies, and filmed versions of books have often helped to create spectacular book sales as well.
Thank you, James.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our weekly program, Reader's Club. Today we are discussing the future of books in our high-tech society. Here's our expert, James Chandler.
Good afternoon.
So, James, are books going to disappear in the near future?
Not at all. Despite fears that the so-called electronic media, especially radio, television, and videos, might damage book publishing, the opposite seems to be true. Book sales, since the introduction of television, have increased considerably, well beyond the increase in population. In fact, the USA leads in the number of books read per capita. These books include just about every kind of topic, from mysteries to biographies, from histories to gardening, from cookbooks to encyclopedias.
It's good to hear that, but rather unexpected. So how has this happened, the survival of books in the electronic media age?
In fact, several reasons have been offered to account for this. I would like to name just three of them, which seem the most important to me.
What is the first one?
First, American schools have traditionally stressed and tried to develop the love of reading, and this strategy has been successful. You can find people reading everywhere, on city buses, in airports, during lunch breaks, on the beach, and not only books, but newspapers and magazines, too.
It's difficult to disagree with you here. What's the second reason?
Secondly, public libraries have always been very active in communities throughout the country. Here, too, the general policy has been to get books to people, rather than to protect the books from people. A favorite way of raising money for libraries is to have thousands of used books donated by the community, and then to have a book sale, where the deals can be irresistible. Any 5 books, just $11. The money made in this fashion goes to buy new books for the library. Such popular community fundraising activities also increase the people's feeling that the library belongs to them.
Okay, and the final reason is?
Well, the third and probably most important reason is that there are no laws which control booksellers or fix prices. Anyone can sell new and used books at discount and sale prices, and just about everyone does. For many years now, books have been sold everywhere, in drugstores and supermarkets, department stores and 24-hour shops, through book clubs and at colleges, as well as in regular bookstores. Many university bookstores are student-owned and run. They operate on a non-profit basis. That is, all profits go towards keeping the prices of books down, for paying the student employees, and often to support student scholarships and other financial aid.
I had no idea there are so many ways to buy and sell books.
I should probably also mention large paperback supermarkets located in most shopping centers, which mainly sell paperback books on a variety of subjects. These two have done a great deal to keep the book trade healthy and growing by keeping the cost of books down. Nationwide, radio and television shows, new movies, and filmed versions of books have often helped to create spectacular book sales as well.
Thank you, James.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.